Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name to locate your account?
Yes, Christine.
And okay, do you have me on speakerphone?
Yes, why?
Because you sound like you're far away. It's also an echo as well, so I can barely understand what you're saying. Did you say your first name was Christine?
Uh-huh.
Is that spelled C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E?
It is.
Okay, what's that last name?
B-R-O-O-K-S, Brooks. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just looking up your first and last name. And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I actually don't know what address you have for me. I ordered some Kirkman, BioKirk. I think it was two bottles, and I never received them. I don't know where you sent them. Not you, but whoever it was that sent them.
Okay, I'll need your address for security purposes. Do you know which address you inserted?
No, because they obviously didn't go to whatever address I gave you because they didn't
okay,
get
what's,
them.
Okay, what was the address that you gave us?
Okay, hold on. It's in El Paso, Texas. North Mesa Street, El Paso, Texas. I can look it up. Hold on. The phone number, well, no, I'll give you, I know which phone number I gave you. Hold on. Let's see, where's the address here? Contact. It's 58. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
5860 North Mesa Street, Suite 118, or number 118, El Paso, Texas, 79912.
One second. Computer's loading. Okay, the address that we have here is 15 Crescent Drive. And you said the address was 158.
Where Crescent Drive, in where is Crescent Drive?
The account that I have with your name on it for the Circuitron. The bio, and it, is your email address christibro at gmail.com?
Uh-huh.
Okay, the address that I have here is, and the name that I have here is Lucy Little, 15
yes, but you
Crescent.
Know, excuse me, I know, but that was one time I sent it there, one time. And then
yes,
I explained. So many times, and I changed the address.
Okay,
so I don't know where they went. I'm really not happy because I've been waiting for over a month for those vitamins. And
okay, so did you change the address to one? Is the address that you the address that you just gave me is 158 Crescent Drive?
No, I don't know what Crescent Drive is.
Okay, give me just a moment while I. Customer, are you there?
Yes, my name is Christine Brooks.
Give me just a moment while I send your information over to my supervisor. That's brilliant. Just an update before we go on the African information, that it looks like Ghana are going out. They're losing 3-2. And then here I see where the address that we have is, we have two different addresses. We have a shipping address, which is 5860 North Mesa Street, El Paso, Texas, 79912.
Uh-huh.
And we have a billing address, which is 1330 Newbie Blanket.
Newbie Blanket, that's right. That's right.
Okay, and I'm not sure how to pronounce that. City, New Mexico, 87111.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, it shows in your notes. 1 second, let me read this.
Australia, quite stormy for Sydney and Brisbane. But blue is just headed to Melbourne. It's going to be dry, not to the wet in the day there. Wet weather brings conditions. More snow for Japan. Never end.
1 second.
Whilst India is dry, northern Pakistan, Afghanistan, more disruptive snow and rainstorms at the lower level. And more rain to come across parts of Tanzania, Zambia, Angola, and eastern parts of South Africa. There are any heat waves on the way.
Are you trying to order more of the product? Because the last
I never received the last order. My sister sent me a box of all these vitamins I sent to her in El Paso, Texas, and my curcuma was not in there. So where is it?
What I see on the account, this is the only thing. I'm sorry, you can go ahead.
And this is the... Now I don't know how you're going to ship it to me. So I don't know how I'm going to get that curcuma. I don't have any idea how I'm going to get it. I requested it over a month ago. So what happened to it? Where did it go? Or was it never shipped?
It shows that October the 28th, you gave us a call. The customer, the agent that you spoke with, she stated that you will need to update your address before the next order is placed.
I know. I placed another order.
Give me just a moment. I'm waiting on a response from my supervisor. I'm getting my supervisor to take a look over your account. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, also, when did you get the box of vitamins from your sister?
I'm sorry, what?
When did you get the box of vitamins from your sister?
I didn't get any vitamins from you. I don't know if she got them. She didn't send them to me. I got the box.
Okay, when did you get the boxes that she sent to you?
That has nothing to do with you. Why does that have anything to do with you?
Because I'm looking at the dates just to make sure, because your next shipment would be January the 28th. You called us October the 28th. It's every 3 months.
I never got any vitamins from you, okay? So I don't know when you shipped them. The first vitamins I ever ordered from you, I don't even remember when it was. But I called again in December or November requesting, because you called me or somebody said you need to place your order. I don't know what happened to the order. I know I placed it and I gave you the El Paso address, and they were never sent there. So what happened? I'm not happy because now I can't get them.
One second, she's still taking a look over your account.
Thank you.
Okay, so my supervisor informed me that the product that you're trying to order is out of stock. Also, that shipping address,
is what?
I'm sorry.
Let me talk to the supervisor. I think it would be much easier, please.
Okay, I'll be more than happy to get you a transfer. Give me one second.
Thank you.
One second.
Hi, Christine. This is Aya with OMAX. I'm supervisor on floor. I was assisting Asia with your issues. So I just want to confirm and make sure I understand. You are referencing an order that was placed on September 2nd of 2021.
No,
okay. Can I have a more recent order number, please?
I don't have an order number. I called and ordered.
Okay. Do you have the email we sent?
I'm sorry?
I gotcha. Can I have the email that you ordered with?
I didn't order ChristyBrew@gmail.com. I spoke to a customer service person and ordered it.
Gotcha. So the last order that I'm showing for you was done 5 months ago.
Well, no, that's not possible because I ordered it. I had those two bottles. I don't even remember. I think I had one bottle. And then I ordered it again. And I had it, and I asked it to be sent to El Paso, Texas. They kept repeating this California address. I said that was a one-time address because it was a friend in California who was coming to France. I'm in France, and she brought me the vitamins. So that was that time, okay? And that was in September. Then I ordered it again because I only take one a day usually. So then I ordered it again, and I ordered two bottles, and I asked them to be sent to El Paso, Texas, and my sister was going to send me a box of all the vitamins that I was ordering.
Okay.
And I just received the box, and there's no OMAX in it.
Gotcha. So there's a slight issue. So our company has been out of the curcumin for the last 3 months, and we don't plan on getting any back in stock here anytime soon because we are having to brew a new batch. So I do apologize. So if you tried to order a bottle from us back in December, it wouldn't have been possible because we didn't have anything for curcumin. Now, without you having an order number with your email, this links all order histories to your account, even if the address is different. I would need an order number for the recent order.
I never get an order number when I order them over the vitamins from over the phone. Never. No one ever gives me an order number. No vitamin company ever gives me an order number. I order them, they get to where I've asked them to be sent, and there's no problem.
Well, we email the order numbers. So if you could check your email.
I can check my email, but I'm really, really, really upset.
I understand, and if I could find a charge, I'd be more than happy to help you, ma'am. But I have to find an order in order to help you.
You don't even have them anyway. You don't even have them, and they didn't even tell me that. So that's really, really bad. Because I've been waiting all this time. I really need the curcumin, and I really
we haven't
like
had curcumin since October.
Well, they didn't tell me that.
Well,
they
I'm showing.
Me, they would have.
I am showing. I spoke to you on the 28th myself, and I did inform you that we'd need to update an address. But I do show where you did call December 6th, and we did update that address, but I do not have an order placed.
Well, I wouldn't have just called you to order to give you an address. Why would I do that?
I'm not certain, ma'am, but I can only advise what I see. Now, do you have a charge?
Do I have a charge? You mean my card? I was just checking it.
Okay, good deal. Good deal.
Yeah, no, but I'm just going to forget it because really I'm so annoyed now I can't even begin to tell you. Plus, you don't have it anyway, so I'm wasting my time.
I do understand. And again, I sincerely apologize about that. I can totally get you added in to be notified once it's back in stock.
Yes, but the problem is how am I going to get it here?
Well, once it's back in stock, we'd be able to place an order for you.
Yes, you can place the order, but how are you going to get it here? You're going to send it to me? No, you don't send overseas. And
yes, ma'am, we do have international shipping.
Okay, well, they just changed the laws, and now they're charging a tax for anything coming from the States. Whether it's whatever price it was, they're charging a tax.
Yes, ma'am, and evading it can be actually a federal crime. So we would have to advise if this is going to France, you would need to go and go about the international route. That'd be the most secure way for you.
Well, how else would I do it?
You would go to omaxhealth.com, and when you choose your items, you would just choose the international checkout instead of the regular checkout.
Excuse me, I already know that, but I'm asking you, how would I try to get around the regulations? That's a silly thing to me.
Like if you were trying to get us to avoid charging you the tax for it, that would be trying to get around the federal regulations of it.
Did I ask you to do that?
That's what I thought you were asking. I do apologize.
I simply said that my sister sent me a package. I already paid to have everything sent to her. Then I had to pay for everything to be sent to me. Then I had to pay for a tax of 25 euros on a little tiny box with tiny little bottles of vitamins in it. So now I have to do it all over again because I wasn't informed that you didn't have the vitamins and you couldn't send them to my sister. Why would I give you that address? Why?
I do apologize, ma'am. I wouldn't have that information. But if
you
did call from the same phone number.
I'm sorry, what?
If you did call from the same phone number, I will be more than happy to pull that recorded call, see who you spoke with, and make sure I get them coached so that this issue does not occur again for you.
You're more than welcome to do that.
Okay. Did you call on the same phone number, the 011-336-154-10425?
Yes, I did.
All right. Good deal. Thank you, ma'am.
It doesn't help me now, though. I am so angry. You have no idea. I really need that. Anyway, it's okay. I'll have to find it somewhere else because I can't wait.
I do understand. Well, ma'am, I did get you added on our dock, so as soon as we get everything back situated and we get that item back in stock, we will notify you via email. Is there anything else in the meantime?
No, there's nothing else. Thank you very much. But I really do think that you need to get your little, your service, client service organized better, because this is, I mean, I've never had this happen before where I've ordered something and it just didn't appear.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you can find a charge, we will be more than happy to try and locate that account or that order for you. Did you find one?
I haven't looked yet. I was starting to look, and then you got on the phone. I'm going to look now. But you know what? I have a lot of things to do, a lot of problems. Believe me, if you knew all the problems I had right now, you wouldn't really want to check to see if you'd ordered, because I know I ordered it. I didn't dream it up. You know?
Oh, okay. No, I do understand. I don't doubt you for the slightest. But again, I got to locate something in order to assist with it. So I'll tell you what, if you find a charge, go ahead and see if you can find wherever that charge date occurred. Go to your emails, see if you can find that order confirmation, because it gets automatically sent. It's not really a choice we have in the matter. But get that order confirmation email. It'll have an order number on it. Give us a call back and let us know, hey, you charged me this much on this date with this order number, and we can get this, we can move further along. But without that information, there's just nothing we can do.
I see your OMAX subscription has been updated. Let's see what this says.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you see, this is how inept. Hi, Lucy. How many times have I told you my name is not Lucy? And that was a one-time subscription that was sent to her. One time. And I've
so when the account was created, that was the name that it was put under. So without the customer going in to change the name it's put under, it's going to address as the customer put it.
What do you mean? I have to go into what to change it?
Your OMAXHealth.com account.
That I gave her name because I asked for a one-time shipping. Let me say this again, okay? I see December 7th, 2021, 1237. Tuesday, December 7th, 1238 a.m. That's two already.
And do you have an order number on either of those emails?
It says, OMAX subscribe and save order has been successfully updated. Your next order is scheduled to ship 21-12-02.
Okay, and where's the order number?
It doesn't have an order number.
Okay, so that's not an order confirmation email then.
Well, I can't help it. I know that I placed the order. Let's
well,
just
do
forget
you understand?
The whole... No, you don't understand. Let's just forget the whole thing. I spoke to someone. I placed the order. I gave the El Paso address. The woman I spoke to now has the El Paso address. I don't just give it for fun. I would have ordered the product. I needed it. So I'm not just going to give you the El Paso address. And then it still says, Lucy, I told her, I don't know, I've called three times because I keep getting these messages saying, your order is on, it's going to be shipped. It's going to be shipped. I said, no, please, I don't want to ship yet. Honestly, there's something not right, okay?
And I do understand, ma'am. Now, again, if you can find a charge or find an order number so we can pull up something so we can actually assist with, I would be more than happy to help you.
Yes. Yes, but apparently no one ordered it. Or they didn't give me an order number. Okay, that's obviously what happened.
I gotcha. Well, I do sincerely apologize. Again, we do automatically send order confirmations when the orders are processed. I do not see anything other than the most recent order being that September one. I understand you called in. I see where you called in. Let me see. Now, I show that there's a subscription that is set, but it's been declining.
Yes, I declined it because I didn't want it sent before I needed it. And
okay.
That's why I called when I needed it. And that's
gotcha.
Why I ordered it when I needed it.
I gotcha. So because that order has been declining, we did go ahead and get it terminated. But let's see.
I called people and spoke to them.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. But again, something did not process correctly.
Yes, but it's not me. It's on your side.
I do understand. I'm going to get that call pulled from the 6th and see what's going on, see who did what, and I'll make sure that this does not occur again, okay?
Okay, but it doesn't help me now, does it? Okay, I'm finding something else here.
I do understand. Is there anything else we can assist you with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling OMAX Health.
Wow.